Welcome to Unlimited Parenting. As we all prepare for the holidays and wrapping up 2024, we at Idaho Parents Unlimited wanted to reflect on some highlights, challenges, and milestones for us this year. So today, we have Sarah and Melissa to revisit some moments, share some successes, and discuss what's next for 2025. Can you believe it? 2025? No. It feels wrong to say.
It feels very wrong.
I know.
I'm glad that it feels
like 2025.
Right. I haven't bought a single present.
I mean, I haven't bought a single present.
I actually have a few. I have a few too. But
wow, you guys are awesome. So I wanted to set the stage a little bit before we get started. I looked at some numbers. 1 through 10. And we supported Idaho Parents Unlimited. So the three of us,
yeah, right,
supported over 600 professionals this year. And you listeners will be hearing this podcast in December, but it is currently midway through November. So you could expect those numbers to increase a little bit. But supported over 600 professionals this year. We've helped over 1,300 parents.
Wow.
Just
individually, right?
Like, this is the number that surprised me. We at iPoll networked with 7,300 individuals from information tables, conferences, federal, state, and local meetings.
So
that is a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people. Yeah. And I'm still COVID Allison. So I see a number like that and I'm like, oh,
what are we doing?
It's far too many people. Most of them were behind
the
screen.
Can I just put that into perspective? There's,
God, please do,
about 7 of us in this office doing that work, maybe lower than that, 5.
Yeah.
Doing that
if fire I was probably a
work.
More
I mean, we have a team.
Who's the 5th?
I don't know.
Are you counting the regional coordinator?
I don't know what she's counting.
Well, I don't know what I'm counting.
I don't either.
Where are we?
I mean, there's 3 of us and we're
in the
little room that are doing the parent calls and
correct
things. But we have a team that helps facilitate and organize some of these activities where we're reaching all these professionals
and
doing tables and things like that.
Right.
But
us three couldn't do that parent one-to-one assistance if it wasn't for the background support.
Yeah.
We're doing the things.
But the heavy lifting is a very small amount of
small
people.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
So good job, everyone.
Good job, everyone.
Anything to be proud of.
I know. Was that one of our things? Are we already in?
Yeah.
I thought she was just
not really sure what's
No, I was.
I'm not really sure what's happening.
I was painting a picture. I was setting the stage.
Okay. Is it set?
Okay, so now that the stage has been set with some numbers, and you can really feel the impact of all the parents that we've reached this year, as well as professionals. Maybe, Sarah, do you want to go first, sharing a couple of things that you're proud of? In the year 2024, what were you proud of?
I think just recently... because it's probably on the forefront of my mind, things that I'm really proud of is our new partnership with, the State Department of Ed and our regional reach, with our Idaho Center on Disabilities and Human Development, and expanding the resources and training for youth who are moving out of high school into the adult world. And that is through our Resource Service Administration grant, that we are a vital partner with these organizations. I'm really proud of that and we were able to bring on 3 regional coordinators and have some reach in each part of the state. So I'm really proud about that. It really expand how we are able to serve youth and their families as they try to navigate the world of adulthood.
Yeah, I would agree. Mm-hmm. Bringing on staff was big for us.
Yeah. And going back to a few remote staff, which we haven't done in years. So
we grew a little.
We did.
Grew in my heart.
Mm-hmm. Three sizes.
No. My heart can only grow half a size in best.
What about you? What are you proud of, Melissa?
Well, I thought we were supposed to have three. Did she do all three?
Oh, one for now.
Oh.
Well, we can. I'll be gosh back. Darned. What are your other two?
Okay. Well, we just wrapped up our Western States Regional Genetics Network work. There will be no more funding for the Regional Genetics Networks. And so I'm proud.
You're proud of that?
Well, I'm not proud of that, but I am proud of the work that we all did in our Western States to do our very best to support the work that we did with the newborn screening, working with our Title V programs, and bringing genetics research to the Western States. And for families, we really learned how to collaborate with our neighboring states and bringing genetics information to our families. And we're hoping to write an impact statement, an impact letter, and trying to continue the work the best that we can, because we all know that we share families across our state borders. And those relationships are so important because we understand what our families need and how our states work, and being able to share that with our partners as we share families that go to other states to receive services and vice versa. So those regional networks are very important, not just in genetics, but in all in all areas that we serve. And then my last thing that I'm really proud of is bringing healthcare, surprise, surprise, to the conversation of competitive integrated employment.
It wasn't already there.
No, weird. Believe it or not. I won't let...
Color me confused.
I know. I will not jump off that soapbox that if we are not healthy mentally or physically, we will not be able to be employed. So we have to teach our youth how to navigate and manage their own healthcare.
Yeah.
Even if we are supporting them and guiding them for the rest of their life. There are certain things that youth do not want their parents to talk about with them, and their mental health and some of their healthcare might be part of that. So we've got to be able to help them be able to talk to their doctors.
Yeah. Somebody.
And that's kind of,
No, please.
That's kind of a role that we are playing in this Pathways Partnership Grant, the F2F, as that family, right? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
If it is the last thing I do on this earth,
I'm going to transition to adulthood healthcare.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's cool.
I like it. Those are three things to be proud of.
Yes.
Okay.
What about you, Buttercup?
Oh, I'm going?
Yeah, you're going.
You? Okay. Okay. So one thing that I was really proud of this year, and I'm proud of our state for it too, is that for the first time ever, we had a superintendent of public instruction that sought to reach out to special education families to hear, and kind of both sides of the table, about some issues that we are having, and then really partnered that with administrators and just kind of opened up the lines of communication. So I'm really proud that we were able to facilitate and get some parents at the table.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say, is that she got in front of parents, not just professionals.
Correct. And it was in two separate groups. She listened to parents first and then listened to educators second, and then kind of meshed it all together. And the funny thing was that everybody really is saying the same things, parents and educators. We just have to figure out how to kind of meet
what to do with that.
What to do, yeah. So that was, I think that was a win for us. We were able to reach out to families across the state and get them at these listening sessions. So I'm proud of that.
Has anything come from that?
Yeah, I think something is going to come from that. And that may be in something that I'm excited about for the new year.
Oh,
maybe
a little teaser. Stick around till the parent.
No, we got some really good information that is going to lead some out to some outcomes. So I'm excited. Yeah. Okay. So my second thing that I'm kind of excited. I have a love-hate relationship with our state personal development grant, and that
is it went through some changes.
This year was
a little bit hard.
Thank you for recognizing that.
Yeah.
So it was Cultivating Readers previously. It is now called Smart 2.0, which is still a literacy-based initiative. We are the family engagement contractor focus. That's why we are involved in this grant from that perspective. And so while it has been a ton of work, like you said, with the transition, I'm excited to continue to be a part of it. And I'm excited that the focus is kind of shifting back more towards children and youth with disabilities, where it had kind of shifted further away from that. And obviously, I have a soft spot in my heart for children with disabilities, and that's why we exist.
And that was the beginning of the program, it was about that. So
absolutely.
To see it deviate from that was especially hard for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
For you.
And now we're back, and I think we're on the right track. You know, we have some great schools being involved, and now we have a couple different ways that we are accessing these parent tracks, whether it's a systemic school-based or maybe individual teachers have parents that have been identified. So there's a few different ways that families can become involved in this project should they want to, or their schools.
That's cool.
I'm excited about that. Okay.
Is that everything you're excited about?
No. And then
we had to cut her off. She was so excited. She sent me pages and pages and pages of things she was excited about. I said, Melissa, you got to stick with three.
I know. I did. We're just doing so many great things.
Someone's got to cut her off.
Personally, I am excited that the first time in our history, I think we have an executive director as well as a PTI director, and I'm excited to
have
that
big.
On.
Yep.
I think that, this is the first time ever. And so because we are growing, we are now having the opportunity for us to have that individual growth, and I'm really excited that I have been given that opportunity. So,
Melissa Vian over here is the PTI director for Idaho Parents Unlimited.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Oh, so I thought I was giving something away. I was like, are we waiting for your plaque before I can announce it?
He didn't know. Scary things. Like, I'm in charge of like writing a grant and stuff, but it's also exciting that maybe, we can have some new, not new things that we can do, but we can start.
Whenever a baton is passed, there's always a lot of new energy and ideas, and I'm excited for me.
That's a really good way to put it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, that's it. What about you?
I would love to share some things that I'm proud of. incidentally, they are none of the things that you mentioned. I'm excited that IPOL was recognized nationally through the CIPR, so the Centers for Parent Information Resources. So every state has a parent training and information center, at least one. They are population based. And about 9 of us were selected to be in what's called a circle of expertise. So IPOL was selected for the first. So we are the inaugural members, and we are looking at early childhood education. So that's been very exciting. It's been very exciting to go to a new conference that I had never been to before. I went to New Orleans. I'm probably going to get roasted, however I say it. NOLA. I'd never been there before. Peak hurricane season was the best time of my life.
And all by yourself.
All by myself.
We had to conquer and divide. And
that's what we do around here anymore.
All by yourself.
Just conquer and divide. It was very exciting. It was really exciting to network with other parent training and information centers and to see, there are people who have a staff of 21 and we have a staff of basically, there's 3 of us that do this. And it was really interesting to see how we're all going towards common goals and to really figure out what can we take from across the nation and put in one centralized location so that everybody gets the top tier resources. So it was really cool to be recognized nationally like that, federally.
That is really cool.
Mm-hmm. I also wrote that I am
jazzed. I'm excited. The momentum of this podcast is insane. The reach has like quadrupled over this year. Not only did we hit 1,000, you know, downloads, but it's just, and trust me, I know in the grand scheme of things, 1,000 downloads is just like a little drop in a bucket. So don't think I'm delusional. I am, but not about that. I am just excited that, you know, I anticipated it being very much like our webinars where 10 people would listen to one episode. No. And that's not at all what's happening. And so I just think it's really cool that we found a different vehicle to share the knowledge that we have, and people like it and people are listening. And I think that that is very cool. And hopefully every episode that someone listens to, they can just take, even if it's just one thing away from it, that makes their lives easier. I'm excited for an episode that'll be coming in January about caregiver burnout and how to help yourself. There's going to be some more authors. There's just a lot of really cool stuff going on, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Be a part of it. That's all you.
Yeah. Well,
so she is a podcast, people.
I'm still a part of it.
Okay.
I just have a really loud voice. What can I say?
Good job.
I'm also really excited about new community connections. So we always talk about how we have a seat at every table. And if they're talking about anything related to children or youth with disabilities or special health care needs, you're going to see iPoll there. But I found a new one. I found a couple of new ones this year that iPoll had not been on or been a part of, and I signed up for it, and that was exciting for me and exciting for iPoll to make new connections and get in front of other people who can help spread our message.
Yeah.
That was it. Those are my top three.
Okay.
Thanks for allowing me to share.
Wonderful.
Sarah, what are three things that we, oh, two, three, even one really, that we
we brought
this
three.
Year
thing when we were prepared. Wow. We were asked to prepare.
I would like to clarify that you are always asked to prepare.
We don't. We just come. But I would like
I
for the record.
Nice.
Good job.
I carry this podcast on my back, baby girl.
Good job.
I'm curious, three things to hear from you guys that we did this year that we had never done before.
Well, one thing, and I think it's, Melissa, you kind of talked about it earlier, is that we collaborated with our state superintendent. Mm-hmm. That has never, ever happened since in the 40 years that we have been around, that I have ever heard. That is state school, public school superintendent collaborated in the way in which she did this year, reaching out to families who have kids with disabilities. And we were at the table. We were asked to help generate families to participate.
We got families at that table.
I mean, they wouldn't have been there if we didn't help. So that is fantastic. And then we are, like I said, these regional networks are really important in growing our reach and growing our resources and vetting who we are as an organization. We hosted we're the regional partner in our TA Center, Technical Assistance Center for Parent Centers in Region D, which is the western part of the United States. Parent centers, and we hosted our regional gathering where we brought in parent centers. All of our Region D centers came to Boise, and we had our conference here. And it's been
we've never done that. I don't think we have
ever done that.
They've never come to Idaho.
They've never come to Idaho. We've always gone to Washington, Oregon, California,
Las Vegas.
We've been to Nevada, Denver, but never Idaho.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas.
Never Idaho.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. And I think that they were, a lot of them were very pleasantly surprised about our community and they liked, they loved visiting. So
I think something magical happens to you when you walk along the Boise River, when you're on the Greenbelt.
In the summer, it's just like, wow.
Yeah. And then they get themselves an ice cream potato and they're sold.
They go to the still and then people are happy.
I think you're right. Yep. That was a really...
that. Yeah. And this, I'll be totally honest with you. This question was super hard for me.
Really?
This question was so
hard. I had a hard time that I'm like, okay, what did we do? And I mean...
because we do,
so much.
And yeah, we're very habitual. You know, we're always going to do tools for life. We're always going to do early years. We're always,
we're always going to do our tours around the state. Yeah. And
yeah, you're right.
Trainings. And we get, like you said, opposite of what you said, when the baton gets passed, new ideas come out. Mm-hmm. And we try, when we do our planning retreat and our training, and we try to think of new ways to reach families. And maybe one of you guys will talk about the things that we've never done before. But those are just things that came to my mind that in the 8.5 years or 8 years that I've been here that we've never done before.
What about you?
My three things,
Melissa.
Okay. I had regional staff. That was one. So, but I'm going to.
Okay.
So that's my number one.
Perfect. Regional staff. Yeah. I mean.
And we have done that before.
We have.
But not just for transition.
Yeah.
And now we're kind of bringing it back. So that's something new. The other thing that's new is a partnership that we have kind of formed with a Spanish-speaking group to really try to form some partnerships and help in that area with the Las Señoras. So we have put on a couple training classes about IEPs and Medicaid and the systems of supports in the state. And we're really still looking to beef that up and help support that population in collaboration with that group. The other thing that I don't think really any of you, I really don't think you picked this one.
Oh, I'm excited.
I know. We as a office participated in Clifton Strength.
Oh,
did you see that?
No.
It was
the only one I could think of.
Oh, no, I have something for
you. Oh, my God, I stole it.
Okay, perfect.
No. We're doing it right now. I thought for sure you would have said a podcast.
Yeah, I mean,
what do you mean?
Podcast?
Well, we did a podcast in 2022.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
Have we done a year in review podcast?
Yeah, we did
last year.
Sorry.
The year goes by.
Man, it does.
Anyway,
sorry. You could edit it out and you could take Clifton Strengths.
We did
Clifton Strengths as an organization, and I think it was really helpful to understand how some of our peers work, what some of their driving mechanisms are, and how... I don't know. It just helped me understand people different in the organization. Mm-hmm. And maybe it helps work better with some people. So I'm excited that we did it. I hope that we continue to do some team building exercises from it.
It was very eye-opening.
And it was kind of hard.
It was harder than I thought it was.
There were parts of it that were just a little bit like, ooh.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. But in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
In a good way.
I think we learned stuff about ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
For sure.
Anyways, well, sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll go back to the podcast thing because while we've done a podcast since the beginning of 2023, I think, January.
It was
January of 2023 when we released the first one.
Wow. Oh,
gosh.
Yeah, so it's been a hot minute because remember, 2022 was when I first got hired.
Yeah.
And then we went to OSEP and I came back from OSEP and I was like, I'm going to start a podcast.
Yeah.
And I had that whole PowerPoint presentation called So You Want to Start a Podcast? And it had like all this information in it and I was so proud of it. And Angela's like, yeah, go for it. Like,
start a podcast.
Be my guest.
Time flies.
Yeah. But, you know, we have had some authors on in 2023 and we interviewed some parents, but we now have people who have created their own companies and worked with Fortune 500 companies. And it's a lot more. It's impressive.
Yeah.
A little bit. You know what I mean?
Because we aren't having to be your guests anymore. You have like actual legit
people. You guys are my favorite guests.
I know, but they're like actual. Not that we aren't people.
But we don't have our own websites.
Yeah.
Well, like iPoll has a website, but we don't have our own websites with our own
names. Sarah does on a website.
Yeah. I don't have a website.
If I have a website with my name in it, don't go to it because I don't know what's on there. It's not vetted. It's probably terrible. Just don't click out.
I can't, like I said before, this question was super hard for me because a lot of my stuff are things that repeat from my first answers, right? Circle of expertise. Nobody did that. Those new community connections that I made, IPL had never been a part of that before. So a lot of the stuff that I was proud of were things that had repeated from my prior question. So this one was difficult for me.
Okay.
But I will go for the last one. I'll go first.
Okay.
Two things that we're excited for next year. Again, I hate to do it, but the podcast, I'm excited to see where it goes for next year. I'm excited to get a lot more of our articulates, our self-paced guided modules into Spanish and potentially other languages. I'm excited for the potential opportunity. Oh, I'm so surprised, Melissa, you did not say this, but I am excited for the opportunity to potentially present in front of our regional, our nationwide parent centers, because this year Melissa presented at OSEP. I am surprised you did not say that.
I did not say that. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
that women on
so proud that I am. Not only did she present at the Office of Special Education Programs conference that we do every year, presenters quoted her the next day in their presentations. Yeah. And I was like, why can't that be me? Why is it her?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding.
That was an honor.
Yeah. And then we had Sarah and I walked around D.C. trying to find flowers.
They were really quiet.
Yes.
And that was a first for me. You could take flowers on an airplane. Just so
you- But you can't take the water bottle that's hidden at the very bottom of your backpack. It, you get caught in the...
You get patted down.
They're like, what is happening?
Yeah. Whoops.
That was funny. That was funny. I'm also excited for 40 years of IPL. IPL is older than I am. I mean, just by a few, by a few years, by a hair. But
right, the 40th anniversary of parent centers is crazy. And IPL has been around since the beginning. And if you think about
1985.
I think that's pretty cool for Idaho.
Madonna, way before Nirvana.
I have heard that song.
You too.
Yeah, I have that. Yeah.
Don't worry, that's not going to get flagged because, once again, it is off-key and terrible, so the system won't pick it up. But 1985, holy guacamole.
I was living my best life.
Were you?
Streets of my neighborhood. I don't
know. I was going to say, my gosh, what were you, like 4, 5?
Yeah, I was
5, 6. You'd have been 6. I can count.
7. I was 7.
No, you would have been 8 because you're 2 years apart.
Well, 77 plus 5, 8.
Yeah, I was just living the best.
Calculations just above my head. Trigonometry. I was -4.
Well, all right.
Because Taylor Swift and I are the same age.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. What about you guys? What are you excited for?
I had celebrating 40 years.
I didn't have that one. That's a good one, guys.
Excited for that. And then expanding our reach to our youth.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a really good
one. That's a good
one. From your bucket.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have potential to do some really cool things.
Yep.
So for those of you who don't know that are listening in, Melissa has already mentioned that she has been awarded and accepted the PTI director role, which is for education.
Mm-hmm.
And we've kind of, while Sarah and I have not been crowned queen regent in these areas, we have also kind of, Sarah, you are taking the lead for RSA, that transition to adulthood space. And I'm kind of taking the lead for all things healthcare.
So, family to family health information center.
Yes.
Yep.
So we've kind of taken the big grants.
Mm-hmm.
And divvied them up, except for Melissa, who also gets Spadig. You're welcome.
What?
I don't know.
Kind of part of the PTI. It's still big.
Yeah.
Wait.
Can we help her?
No, I don't. You mind?
I don't know.
Just kidding. Anybody want to help tonight?
They're...
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. You have the parents call tonight.
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah.
I have to do a pre-trip safety check for Sarah and I.
We're
mobile, the mobile vehicle.
Family and community engagement conference tomorrow.
We're doing everything.
Wherever.
Yeah.
All of the time.
I will have to say October kicked my booty.
Yeah.
I was in Sandpoint, Moscow, Coeur d'Alene, Pocatello.
Yeah, Sarah did the iPool regional tour on her own.
Oh my gosh, that week. Right. In 2 weeks. Yes. And I survived.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
She's a good live podcast.
She didn't get sick, but I got strep throat and yeah. I didn't do anything.
I will have to say last week I felt it. I think after the election and a few things in Idaho, I Friday afternoon it hit me.
Yeah.
Well, it started hitting me Wednesday.
Yeah.
Emotionally, physically, I had to take some time. And I think that, you know, and that's something to bring up, that we field all these calls and we help families and we are the families that are calling our office, and eventually it will catch up to us. We love what we do and we're passionate about it. That's why we're here doing the work. Mm-hmm. But I can't wait for the Caregiver Burnout podcast.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
I know.
It was so good
because it's real.
I'm
super excited and it's real. And we feel the feels that you all feel, and we care so deeply about the work that we do.
Yeah.
Here. And yeah, but I'm excited to hit Sun Valley tomorrow and learn how to help our community schools and see their need, because that's beyond just our families with disabilities and special health care needs. These are families and communities, rural communities, that need everything.
Everything. Yep.
Food, clothing, shelter.
Toothbrushes.
Everything. So
name something else.
Child care. Everything.
Thank you so much, everyone out there, for listening in. And know that if you are in Idaho or planning on moving to Idaho and have questions on systems or services for children with disabilities, please consider reaching out to us on our website at iPulIdaho. That's IPULIdaho.org. Or by calling us at 208-342-5884. Be sure to tune in next time. Until then, this has been Unlimited Parenting.
Thanks for listening!